Sir teacher, she came Alachua and bring 5 students for in Harinam.
This is my son.
Her son.
Oh, your son? Mm. What is your name?
Arjun.
Arjun.
I took Harinam in 2003 in Houston. And Tulasi, Tulsi, she also took initiation.
Your students all?
Yes.
Is your wife or?
My wife-to-be. And
his wife.
Who?
Tulasi.
Tulasi. And our child.
Ah, baby also.
Bacha hobe bolche.
Your blessings to my child.
You live in Miami?
Yes.
Mateus.
Yeah. He is Mateo. Mateo from the yoga group.
Yeah, you start, can you start?
Yesterday.
He came yesterday also. He wants to take Harina from you, Gurudev. Very good boy.
See you here.
Mateo.
Mateo. You want to take initiation from you? He's asking, requesting, praying to you.
There are different yoga teachers, but how do you recognize the authentic Vaishnava? How you recognize an authentic Vaishnava? Because many of you, Tilak, Dhoti, Mala, but how do you recognize an authentic devotee?
What is the relation with yoga teacher about this?
No, there are many yoga teachers, but I'm talking about also the highest yoga teacher is a Vaishnava. But at the same time, there are many with Tilak, we have Mala. How do you recognize an authentic Vaishnava?
You should know that what is yoga. Yoga, Sanskrit word from India.
Come closer.
Yoga means have two things. One plus one becomes two. Three plus 4 is equal to 7. So, very transcendental soul, that is we all. And there is a transcendental super soul, Krishna, our Supreme Lord. No? When they are added together by love and affection, then this is really yoga.
Understand?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
This is really. If anyone himself wants to add with Supreme Lord, he cannot. There must be a qualified teacher of that yoga. Bhakti yoga, it is called Bhakti yoga. And then we will hear about this yoga. What is this yoga? How we can be added to Supreme Lord? And then he takes initiation from Guru. And then following all the principles of Bhakti yoga. Chanting, remembering. Gradually, advancing in yoga. And then they are liberated and they become to engage in the service of Lord Krishna or Supreme Lord. This is the real yoga. Those who are following by all practices that I told, initiated by a bona fide guru, and then chanting, remembering, and then Ila, Kanku Nala, Sukha. Then they are releasing the power of Guru. Then we can recognize that he is really yogi. Otherwise, we should not think that they are yogi or bhakti.
Gurudev, in Kali Yuga there are many who pose like Vaishnava, like that.
So many. But by this we can judge. They chant Hare Krishna or not. They are following our Guru Parampara or not. If they are doing all these things, then they are really
yoga teacher, or is yoga cheater?
There are also many cultures like like the Roman Empire.
Come in front. If you speak.
The Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, and they have a physical proof that exists. We follow the Vedic culture, so there are any physical evidence of our Vedic culture?
Many ancient cultures like Roman Empire, Greek Empire, okay. Egypt, they have some proof that their culture existed. Also in Vedic culture, do we have any proof that it was there, really?
Really, they have no ancient cultures any shine. Nothing. But we Indians, from crows and crows,
millions and millions, billions.
From the beginning of
creation,
we have something that we may tell that we are in Kashyap Gotra.
Kashyap Gotra?
Oh, there was a Kashyap Rishi.
The Rishi.
The assembly person named Kashyap. From his dynasty.
Realized person, very good devotee of Krishna. So by his generation we are coming.
We are his descendants.
Kashyap Gotra, Vasishtha Gotra.
So many.
These are things. And we are from beginning of the creation, following by the knowledge and by the culture from beginning. There are so many proofs, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Puran, Ved, all these. They have no any
proof. Evidence.
Proof or any book from ancient time yet. Very new. Like Bible. Very recently about
2000 years.
2000 years only. Mohandas, nothing. Romans, nothing. Proof of the
some building they have, old
and
building.
And building not more than 500,000 years.
Yeah.
But we, Ram Setu,
Bridge of Ramchandra, Ram, evidence there.
Treta Yuga.
Treta Yuga.
Oh,
from Lanka to India.
Before. The bridge.
Yes.
From Lanka to
India.
India.
Still there.
Still there.
Tetra Yuga.
Yeah. Oh. Lakhs and lakhs years before.
Millions.
We see that our civilization in Gujarat, there was ocean and Krishna palace was there.
Gujarat?
Dwarka.
Ocean. But they have discovered in ocean that, oh, Dwarkapuri was so vaibhavshali.
So much opulence.
On the ocean, Dwarka.
Under the ocean, under the water.
Still it is.
And I heard from someone that in Brazil, there is a big mountain that it was like the tunnel, some tunnel between
Lanka.
And
Ravan, he took the
and
gold.
And Ravana.
He took gold from Brazil. There.
From there.
Now, where does gold gone?
Huh?
Where does gold gone?
I don't know where is the gold.
So you understood about Gotra?
Yeah, Gotra.
Gotra means family. Like Brahmaji had so many sons.
Mm-hmm.
All of their rishis, they are doing bhajan. Who is came from them? His son, their grandson, great grandson, like this, they will tell, oh, this is my Gotra, who is the first rishi.
Mm-hmm.
Like Vasishtha rishi, Kashyap rishi, Gautam rishi, Harith rishi, Atri rishi, their dynasty. Nowadays, when they will tell, my Gotra is Gautam Gotra, Harith Gotra, all Gotra.
Lachut Gotra.
Or Vedas, epics, Vedas. There is no certainty. From when they are.
From time being unlimited.
This knowledge. What knowledge? We are souls, we are not
this physical body.
In any country of the whole world, except India, it was not anywhere. That we are soul, not body. And there is also a Supreme Lord who has formed, who has created this world. They have discovered. Anyone in their any book, there is no proof that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So many.
Excellent.
Now, fantastic. Fantastic.
Brother, any question other?
Any question other?
Brother.
Brother.
We are brother, but from different mother.
Right now we are living on Kali Yuga, but why? There's a rumor in the world right now that the human being is escalating to another level of consciousness. Like there's more vegetarian people right now than ever before. The human rights are better than before. Our kids, you know, I was reading Sriman Bhagavatana said that at the end of Kali Yuga, the man is going to be very small. Now our kids are bigger than us. Why so?
Because all Kali Yuga, except these, are very full of so many
sinful activity.
Sinful activity. But this Kali Yuga, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna himself came and preached Hare Krishna, and we are soul, and we must have love affection from Krishna. So we are preaching everywhere. There is no country where we are not preaching. That is why in this Kali Yuga, these are facilities.
It's called Dhanna Kali. This Kali Yuga called Dhanna Kali.
Dhanna Kali.
The blessed Kali.
Danya.
Danya Kali.
Danya.
Danya. Danya Kali.
But Ali Kali Yuga, another Kali Yuga, full of so many, that so much seed.
So Kalki one will come and cut their heads and make it substitute. Now in this Kalyu he will not come.
Yesterday I was reading in one of the books that Guru is a Nitya Siddha. Guru Nitya Siddha.
Means what book?
It's a book of Gaur Govinda Maharaj. And there are the conditioned soul, that is conditioned by nature. But Guru is naturally inclined from birth to Gauranga, to Nityananda. So my question is, if someone acting as Guru that has not that inclination from birth, how is that position or how is that acting Guru, how is compared that with the Guru
that
is Nitya Siddha?
Many spiritual masters from birth, they have been practicing.
Many are all.
India.
Not all.
Others, they have taken birth in Western countries, eating meat, everything. They become Guru. Prabhu is telling those who are from birth in good family, practicing Vedic culture.
And they have no inclination towards
no
other,
inclination
other than Krishna bhajan.
To anything else. They are Nitya Siddha. Correct?
Yeah, correct.
And others, they are also Nitya Siddha who have taken meat and all bad things.
What is their position?
What is their position?
What is their position? Because
bolche jara ekam niche family janmagrahan koreche sada achar kore na ku achar koreche tara guru bonle ki tara nitya siddha hoye gelo eta ta ke manbe eta sambhab na ude position ta ki
nitya guru cannot do anything.
Nitya siddha guru cannot do any bad thing.
No. Nitya Guru,
Nitya
transcendental, coming from transcendental world, he cannot do anything to us.
Cannot help us.
He cannot help.
In Nitya?
He cannot help.
Anywhere. He cannot help. Only those who are in Madhyam Adhikari, Vaishnav, they can help us. But those who are Nitya Siddha, coming from transcendental world, they don't know who are happy, who are suffering, who are, they know all are serving.
Narad
Goswami,
Nitya Siddha,
but he came in Madhyam Adhikari form. And then he initiated so many.
Understand?
But,
yeah.
But these are very rare.
Very rare.
Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasdev, very rare. So, Madhyam Adhikari is always available. So they can help us.
Even Guru is
they
Nitya,
are not Nitya Siddha.
Even if Guru is Nitya Siddha, to bestow his mercy, they'll come down his Madhyamadhika platform, then he bestow his mercy.
He will realize the whole problem of Maya. He has forgotten Krishna. He will not serve him Krishna. But those who are like Sukadeva Goswami, he cannot do it. Because he knows that he is also suffering.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gurudev.
Ananda, I have to request again that.
Yes, certainly. Yes. I have to go upstairs.
How?